Dictation for Barbara Thelen, T-H-E-L-E-N, Dr. Fuente dictating, March 5th. Reason for consultation, excuse me. Address this as a letter to Dr. Sarve Pali, S-A-R-V as in Victor, E-P-A-L-L-I, 466-3008, Masonic Home. Dear Dr. Sarve Pali, consultation for Mrs. Thelen with recent change of kidney function comes accompanied with respiratory therapies as patient has tracheostomy ventilatory system. And also, daughter is present. She has myasthenia gravis. Has been on tracheostomy ventilatory assistance since around July, August 2023 at the time of respiratory failure from myasthenia crisis. Previously, intravenous immunoglobulin for the last 6 to 9 months has been on plasma exchange every 2 weeks. Recent trauma to the lateral aspect of the left lower extremity with deep ulceration. Oxygen tank fell on the leg, has received antibiotics, has bilateral medical ports, did receive cefepime, doxycycline. They noticed a change of kidney function. Cefepime was discontinued, remains on doxycycline. They noticed a change of kidney function. She has a PEC feeding. However, she's able to eat by mouth, deny severe dysphagia. There has been diarrhea, probably exacerbated by antibiotics, although this is a chronic problem for her, without any bleeding, no melena, no abdominal pain, urine output, minor incontinence frequency, no infection, cloudiness, or blood, stable lower extremity edema. She has bilateral decreased hearing. She needs full assistance for transferring from bed to the wheelchair. No associated chest pain palpitations, no falling episode syncope, stable dyspnea. According to respiratory therapies, no purulent material hemoptysis. Next paragraph, the past medical history for myasthenia gravis. Multiple episodes of myasthenia crisis. The most severe one, July, August last year, when she required tracheostomy as was not able to be weaned off the ventilator. There has been another episode within the last month. There is history of coronary artery disease and prior stenting. She's been told about congestive heart failure, denies bypass surgery, pacemaker, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, or heart murmurs, denies TIS stroke, even thrombosis pulmonary embolism, no reported gastrointestinal bleeding or chronic liver disease, no prior kidney abnormalities or kidney stones. There has been prior UTI. Next paragraph, surgery has included the coronary artery stent, a Roux-en-Y wide bariatric surgery, apparently 200 pounds weight loss that she has been able to keep it out. Bilateral total knee replacement, bilateral upper chest medical ports, a fall and a fracture requiring left-sided femur surgery, a fracture on the right wrist requiring surgery, the hardware eventually removed, her bladder was removed, apparently a benign thyroid nodule removed. There has been no surgery for the thymus. Next paragraph, she reports side effects to Cipro, clindamycin, levofloxacin, lincomycin, Ativan, Xanax, Augmentin, Bactrin, Clonopin, Lipitor, Morphine, Solfa. Next paragraph, medications include Vumex, Buspar for anxiety, Claritin, Lyrica, Magnesium, Mestinon, Metoprolol. I want to mention that within the last 1 year, there was an admission for severe bradycardia. At that time, the Jackson was discontinued. The dose of Metoprolol was decreased. However, placed back because of persistent atrial fibrillation. She has also calcium replacement, Paxil, potassium, Tiroquel for anxiety, Vistaril, no anti-inflammatory agents. Takes Crestor, doxycycline, Eliquis, Farxiga, iron pills, Flonase, Norco, Imodium as needed, Lansoprazole. Next paragraph. The respiratory failure is considered to be from the neuromuscular weakness. She does have a history of asthma. Medical record shows prior TBA. Family was not aware. There has been also a drainage of an abdominal wall abscess last year. Reported a sleep apnea in the past. Patient prior CPAP, presently on the ventilator. Other surgeries include repair of ptosis of the left eyelids, prior bronchoscopies, bunion surgery on the right foot, bilateral cataract, hemorrhoid surgery, next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, no smoking alcohol. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph, on physical exam. Weight 190. Blood pressure was running low, 80s over 50s. She looks, she's on the tracheostomy, able to follow commands, decreased hearing. Chronically ill, no respiratory distress, tracheostomy in place, no gross neck masses, anterior wheezes from asthma but posteriorly clear, no consolidation pleural effusion, no pericardial wrap. There is ptosis of the left eyelid. No gross abdominal distension, no ascites, masses, tenderness, bilateral knee surgery, left-sided femur fracture surgery, decreased peripheral pulses, 2+ edema, left-sided, which is the site of the trauma. I did not uncover the dress. She has foot drop bilateral, unlimited mobility upper extremities. Next paragraph. Chemistries. From yesterday, sodium, potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated, probably from diuretics. Anemia 9.3 with a normal white blood cell platelets, RDW increased to 16.5. MCB in the low side at 87. There is low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium normal to low. Glucose has been running in the low side. Chronic elevation of transaminases, mild, with normal alkaline phosphatase and bilirubin. Recent ferritin low at 53, previously 21. Iron saturation 34%. A recent A1C of 5.5. Normal phosphorus. Creatinine baseline 0.5 to 0.7. It did increase middle of February, 1.6, 2.8, and has progressively improved 2.37, 2.08, and now 0.92. There is prior CT scan, chest, abdomen, and pelvis with contrast. This was on an admission September last year. A small hiatal hernia. Heart was reported as enlarged. Calcification of the aortic and mitral annulus. Coronary artery calcifications. The presence of right coronary artery stent, the pulmonary artery enlarged from pulmonary hypertension, tracheostomy in place, atelectasis on right more than left base. At that time, there was moderate right pleural effusion, normal liver, or bladder is absent, normal spleen, normal adrenal glands, kidneys without obstruction, normal size, a cyst on the right kidney, gastrostomy tube in place, renal arteries open, inferior vena cava filter in place. I also want to mention an echocardiogram, September last year, with preserved ejection fraction, dilated left atrium, atrial fibrillation, minor valve abnormalities. They reported mild pulmonary hypertension. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Recent acute kidney injury. Recent exposure to antibiotics. However, no evidence for skin rash. And no evidence of peripheral eosinophilia. There has been no recent documented kidney obstruction or urinary retention, although she does have lower urinary symptoms. There has been problems of diarrhea, probably because of the mestinon. I don't see medications to counteract that effect. She used to take in the past medications for that purpose. Blood pressure appears to be in the low side. There might be a component of pre-renal state. He is also on diuretics. As well as on Farxiga. Consider decreasing or adjusting that medication for a short period of time. Follow up on chemistries. Kidney function appears to be already improving. Next number, coronary artery disease, prior stenting. Next number, history of congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Clinically, she looks in the dry side. Next number, respiratory failure from neuromuscular weakness in relation to myasthenia gravis on tracheostomy ventilatory system. Next number, history of asthma, never smoke. Next number, Cummings, kidney function already improved. No evidence for active vasculitis, glomerulonephritis. There has been exposure to antibiotics, but difficult to say if there is a component of interstitial nephritis, which in any regards already has resolved. I think my concern will be more about valium status, given the diarrhea, and the effect of diuretics and Farxiga. I'm going to place on hold the Farxiga, monitor valium status, consider management of diarrhea with the addition of glyco, GLYCO pyrrolate, PYRROLATE, to counteract the effect of mestinone. Repeat chemistries in a week to document that valium is improved. Continue management of other medical problems. All issues discussed at length with patient, her daughter, respiratory an extensive review of records, end of dictation.